Blog Talk Radio.
Good evening, good evening, good evening. What up, what up, what up? Welcome to the 1,161st episode of Purpose Kingdom Network. I am your girl, Adrian Misunderstandings Allen, and as always, I take great pleasure in welcoming you to D-Block Church for the whosoever wills. You know, we join every other Thursday, and we have an hour of sitting and understanding and getting a better understanding is really what's on the agenda for every night. So tonight, it's a good night. Tonight is a night for all of us to kind of invite friends, invite your family, invite your church family, invite your coworkers, all your contacts in your phone. And I mean, just pull up a seat, get comfortable. Welcome. Feel free. Please, if you'd like to join in live, you can join in live, Call me first. How about that? If you're joining me live, 319-527-6091, or you can try 323-870-4174. If you press 1, it'll let the board know that you're ready to speak, and then that'll be great, and then you'll hear a beep, and then it'll be your turn to speak. So today, what we are going to do is, because we are still paused, like as a nation, you know, trying to heal this invisible virus, you know, this airborne disease, the corona, you know. I mean, like, if you see what's really going on, if you could see it for yourself, if you're living in a place where everyone is walking around, well, everyone should be walking around now with masks on, but if you're living in a place where there are lines of people still being tested to see if they are, you know, infected with this COVID and everything, we just pray for all of that that's going on. But in the midst of all that goes on, I wanted to come tonight because, you know, tonight is special. Tonight is a special night just for giving. If you know anything about anything, you understand that this is Holy Week. And Thursday is, well, when I grew up, it was called Maundy Thursday. That's what they used to call it, Maundy Thursday. And the reason why was basically because Maundy is like a commandment, like another, this was the last dinner. This is the last supper. That was the last time that Jesus was with his 12 disciples. And he definitely told them that the last thing he needed everyone to make sure that they did was love each other. No matter how they did it, no matter what they did, no matter all of the things that he ever taught them, the only thing that he wanted them to get on Maundy Thursday was love. You got to make sure that you love your neighbor as yourself. It's got to happen. That's the only way that it works. So, because tonight is Thursday, and it's Maundy Thursday, I felt it was rather appropriate for D-Block Church to be titled, Why Me? And then I was like, I'm glad you asked. And then I was going to answer. But then God said, well, no, you ain't even got to go that way. Because there's so many people that are outside that are listening to me right now that might not have any other place to maybe go, call, or might not have anything to do, or might be doing something the same way still, if I can say that and make sense, doing it the same way still, like you're still doing it, like you were doing that almost 50 days ago and you're still doing it, or you're waiting to do it again. Welcome to D-Block Church, y'all. Tonight, I would like to really just sit and pull up a seat and find out exactly what it looked like sitting at the table. Because, you know, this was important. Just think, if you are a person that lives for, you know, what you're into. You know, you look around and you ask yourself, you know, is this really bothering me? Is it really bothering me? What kind of a person am I really? Like, do I really care that I'm not around people right now? Is this actually benefiting me? Because I'd be tired of the people at my job, and I'm tired of the people at work, and I'm tired of people at church and everything else, you know, in my organization. Tonight is Holy Week. Please, let's set it up in progress. Put the things that are supposed to be, you know, because this symbolizes the last day before Jesus is on his way to the, this is the last day before he actually goes to the cross, right? So after this actual sit down and we go to the actual prayer, this is really, 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 really something that's important for everyone to understand, because if you understand what happened in this week, then it gets you a better understanding of, you know, who Jesus is. Tonight, I invite you to call 319-527-6091 or 323-870-4174. Don't forget, press 1. I really want to talk about, I really want to talk about it, because we're not allowed to be together. So that means we can't eat together. We can't sleep together, because unless you're in the same house with each other, or you can't even mourn and weep together right now. You got to do everything in the confines of home. So for those like me who are home in the home alone, we're going to use tonight as our sound off board. We're going to sit down and we're going to have a conversation at the table. What I would like to do is I would put everyone at this table thinking, why me? Why am I sitting at this table? How did I get at this table? On the 1,161st episode of Purpose Kingdom Network, my name is Adrienne Misunderstandings Allen. And tonight, I ask you to pull up at the table as we discuss why us. I have never imagined a time in my life that I would be able to use my past to help anyone know about God. But it's not my will, but thine will, and I surrender my all to you, God. You are sitting in a place of quarantine, people. Separated. Look, I get it, but you got to hear me out when I tell you that you got to remember that God grants us mercy, favor, deliverance, all of these things. So tonight, I believe that if we open our hearts and open our ears, we'll hear exactly what the Lord is trying to say to us in this very moment. And I know how it will affect you. Or do I know how it will affect you? Or how do you really know how it's going to affect you? You know by the relationship that you have with God. So the real question is, how do you really handle? How do you handle you? Are you able to be handled quietly? Or are you a person that's going to make a big scene, put up a fight? I've actually been praying for my handle, and on the fact that this is Holy Week and it's Maundy Thursday and people are in the house and it seems as if we are focused so much on a coronavirus that nobody is paying attention to Jesus and how he was the person that Jesus, by the name of Jesus, demons flee, and with the healing of lands, Jesus is the name that we need to be speaking on. So therefore, the resurrection of our Savior, Jesus Christ, or Isa, if there's someone out there that's like, every time she says Jesus, I'm just like, that is not it. That's not it. Okay. If you haven't noticed or nobody's ever told you before, there is a breakdown in what has been going on in our culture, in our lives, in our churches for a very long time. And the reason why I say it just like that is because it's churches all throughout, regardless of where you are, in what origin you're in. You could go from a name to many names, but we have cut all of that out to go to the actual what it is. What did it do? What did it do? You know, right there, what it is. And this is how we get to the point where we can say Isa, Jesus, Yeshua, you know, God on earth. However you look at it, whichever way that you put God in flesh, your God in flesh, however you look at it, because that is exactly who he was. That is exactly who what he did. That's God in flesh that walked this thing, that talked this thing, that taught this thing, that made miracles, done signs and wonders, this and that thing, all of that, all of that. That's the thing that makes everything tick, but people don't want to actually say, we agree. I can understand that, because if you are trying to figure it out, which a lot of people I find just be trying to figure it out, if you're trying to figure it out, the best thing that I could ever tell you to do is just stop. Because one, that's nothing that you should be trying to figure out, because God gives us the ability to make a choice and make it, you know, make our own choices, see things and fix it and point it out the way that we want to. Just because of the fact that, like, I'm just going to make this entire statement, and it's going to, I don't know how it's going to feel, but I know somebody is just out there right now, and they're just trying to figure out. I say that the truth will never, that you will never doubt it, and he will always work it out. And the only reason why I can say it as firm that I can say it is because I know exactly where I've been. I know exactly the things that I did. I know exactly the things that I've been through, and I know that I am nowhere near where I should have been, or I have no favor. And, like, there is no way in the world that without God, I would even be on here talking right now. Like, we wouldn't have a D-Block church. The reason why we have a D-Block church is because it's me. So then when I ask the question, then I look right back at it, and it goes into the why me. But I guess it's got to be me, because tonight is the night. So when we ask the question, I'm going to use me. Now, someone out there, listen, the one thing I can say is that it is a moment in life where some things can be stated, some things don't need to be. I have been told many times, a lot of people just like to see the chair. They don't need to have the dust. You know, you can clean your mess up before, you know, people come see your finished product. And a lot of people value the finished product, but there's a lot of people that actually appreciate the work. If you're a person that appreciates the work, then what I'm here to tell you tonight is that this is the night of all night for those that have come short and needed to be helped. Those of us that have fallen away, have turned away from our purposes of what God has put us on this earth to do. Those of us who have just forgotten about the greatness of from whence we were made. This is our time. This is our time. The time where you can know that no matter how bad it is, no matter where you are, no matter what kind of situation you're in, if you look up, you're going to see Jesus. If you look up, you're going to see Christ. Now, I would say that if you are anywhere listening to this, you can look up in the morning, watch the sky, and just see if you can see what's really, really going on in the heavens. Now, I know you're not supposed to be outside because everybody wants to be social distancing, and that's another thing. That's good that you're not inside, but because of the fact that you're not inside, you're actually not getting an opportunity to witness this. And I mean, like, witness this for yourself. I mean, I couldn't tell you that I was standing in the middle of a street and it was raining on one side of the street and the sun was shining on the other side, I wouldn't be able to literally tell you that I was standing outside and there was a dark rain cloud over me and the sun was bright and shining on the right side and the other side was blue sky and cloudy, like crazy. Like, how does this even work? What is going on? What is God saying in these moments right now? But we sitting in the house on Corona. You know, we're stuck. But then it's like you have to ask yourself, why are we stuck? Why are we stuck? Someone out there right now is like, because I don't have no job. It's not that I ain't got no job. I ain't been to work in 3 days. I don't know how to do. Yeah, I understand. Everyone falls into a hardship, and understand that the hardship is what makes you who you are. The problem is that now we don't even know what to do with hardships. We cry about hardships. We do all those types of stuff. And the only time that anyone ever stops and cries and just wants to ask for a whole bunch of help is when people lose money. And they don't have income and things like that. You know how many people that I know that don't have jobs that survive every day? People don't believe it, but there are really people that really, really, and I'm not talking about the people that are standing in the lines right now looking for food. The people that are standing in lines looking for food probably have food in their cupboard. It's just not food that they want. Now, I would be wrong if I was to say that I hadn't seen it for myself, or I wouldn't have said such a thing. But if I can stand there and watch the people go through what it is that they've gotten and add it to what they've already had and to try to make it nicer and move it down and fix it and do whatever, what I'm trying to say is that until we, as the people, be honest, be forthright, like Christ is right there watching you. Like, are you standing there and you're trying to get the food, or are you really just hiding it from someone so that you can have more and they don't have any? Now's the time that in this pause and in this stop, we as believers, we need to start asking questions. Not so much that we're supposed to ask questions of ourselves, of other people, but we ask a question to ourselves. Why me? In the world, it seems that no one cares. There are true believers that know how much it costs to actually care, to absolutely have nothing, and it still says it costs all. Let me see, what does it say? God says, cast all your cares, for he knows for you, right? And if you don't cast your care, then he doesn't really know. But if you hold it and you just don't really understand and you just let things go and you keep letting things go, it's like it just gets further and further and further and further and further and further away from the truth. So when you have the story that says, let's say, the Last Supper, it's as if people don't even know what you're talking about anymore. So what I would like to do is just to put it in as, let's say it's the Last Supper, and you would be in 2020, and that means that you're having a dinner. God called Jesus called his disciples. He called the people that he rode with, his roddies, and said, now come on, we're going to do what we do. Now, mind you, there were plagues and things happening. Well, there was a real big plague, I guess. You know, the whole spirit had changed. Because I have to say, God forbid. I pray that this is making sense. The reason why I'm saying that is because there's so much. Okay. What he's trying to say to his disciples is that everything that they have seen, everything that they witnessed, everything that they learned, everything that they've walked, everything that he's taught, everything that they've talked about, everything that they they asked a question and didn't understand, and then he came back and later described to them every single thing that he had told them. He had prepared them for such a time just as this, and tonight was his night to tell them that they were ready. This was it. They were ready to go on and do what they needed to do, and he was going to go on and fulfill the rest of his, what he needed to do. And the reason why he was going to fulfill the way he needed to do was so that those that fell short, those that weren't able, those that were so corrupt, those that loved to just be in the dark, but at least get an opportunity to be able to believe in something that would give them a second chance, to give them a second chance in life, that would give them a new opportunity, you know, a humbling experience to kind of put you on the bottom to make you feel like you need to be built and God builds and love and God builds and care. God builds and giving. Like, but it's love. Without love, it's hard. It's hard to see God without love. You have to be able to open yourself. You have to be able to believe. You have to be able to accept it to the point where it's like, the day that I needed it the most, where was I? And who cared for me? Those are the kind of questions that you ask yourself. There's a whole lot of people that I hold dear to my heart. But when it comes down to the love, you got to love your neighbor as you love yourself. So the only thing that we have to do, no matter what, is just that. Love, it's funny because we use love in so many ways that love is not so much, you know, love like sacrifice anymore. Love is just, I kind of love you. You know, I do things for you. How do I treat people? You know, that's love. Like, not what they do for me and then I'm nice to the people, but, you know, how do I treat the people that I really don't like? How do I treat the people that are not around me? Right now, ask yourself the question, because you're actually not around the people that you really would not treat properly, but then ask yourself why. Because that could be why we're sitting in the house. I believe that. I'm sorry. That's why I really do believe that in the world that we live in right now, a lot of us, we are stuck, and we are literally stuck. And a lot of us are bored, and we're going stir crazy, and we have cabin fever and all other kinds of stuff. There's the people on verge of breakdowns. They may be out, you know, people are out of jobs, kids stuck in the house. It's just all, everything is going array. God is still on the throne, and it is definitely still Maundy Thursday. So he's trying to put all of this together and telling everybody, you know, regardless of how it looks, regardless of what it is, everything is going to chaotic. But no, and trust that, you know, I got to go do what I got to do. But y'all right, y'all are good. So most people, you know, most people kind of understand. So they kind of stepped up into it. But a lot of people really still, you know, are still struggling. These trials still trying to figure out how they're going to get out. A lot of people have stepped into it. They've taken on the challenge. You know, they've built ministries. A lot of people, you know, built programs, started new developments and things. The reason why that they did it is because God is working. God is literally moving. He is sitting here watching his people and saying to my people, now they done did this, they done did that. They done did this and they done did that. They done did this and they done did that. Now, what are they going to do? The one thing that we always like to do is we like to tell the devil that he can't do everything that he'd like to do. And right now, he is just running amok. He's running amok and it's Thursday and I understand and it's fine. But we got to be able to hold fast and know that this is just how it's supposed to go. The question is, do you really know? And why you? Why did he call you? Why are you the one that's been the one that's right now listening? Why are you at the table? Why are you the person that's figuring it out? Why has it been you? Is it because of the relationships that you've had? Is it because of the people that you've come in contact with? Like even all types of stuff? We're looking at pandemics and stuff, and you're looking and you're thinking, you know, there's a monkey wrench in everything that we do. We're quarantined. We're stuck in the house. We don't know what to do. People are stuck. God, what do you want them to do? Hey, God said, this is exactly what I want them to do. I want them to do absolutely nothing. Just stop. Just look at yourselves. Just think about it. Think if we can do what we are doing for another 50 more days in the same manner that we're doing it. Are we going to come back the same way? Either way, you have to look at your impact. You have to look at what's going on. You have to ask yourself, where are you in it? You could be deemed not essential. But you can make the classroom. Make something essential. Some of these people that now we can't go outside to the point where it's like it's in the air. So you're going to make a movie that you really wanted to see. You know, you can't see it anymore. The ball game that you wanted to see, you can't see that anymore. The campaign speeches, you can't see. You know, the Senate, the government, this is all the things that we were looking at, the legislation, our city, our neighborhoods, everything. We were gone. Everything was gone. We were just looking at the face of America. It was great, right? It was a huge travesty. Look at this. The things that have been deemed horrible beyond our children don't respect our elders. Our elders don't really care for our children. Our parents don't like parenting, don't like dealing with parenting issues, don't like leading to dealing with social issues. It seems like more and more and more someone goes off on a way, way, way tangent, or being rude, or being ignorant, or being drugged up, and, you know, the highs of it, and the ups and the downs of it, and they have no regard for the people that are, you know, that work for them, and, you know, all types of stuff. Many people don't actually care about the jobs that they did have, or the ones that they don't have now. You know, they're just getting a check. They didn't really care about going to work and, you know, being customer service clerks. They just wanted to be at the job. You know, absolutely, you know, nobody was doing anything, and it seemed like everybody was just going along like it wasn't bothering anyone. And now all of a sudden, you know, we couldn't even have simple conversation without people having big old fights, and, you know, police being called and all that kind of stuff. Like, we never was able to have, like, healthy conversations. We couldn't talk. We couldn't love. You know, it was like we were watching this stuff on TV. We were watching meanness, demeaning, demising, like, shows. The comedy was horrible. The movies, the programming, everybody was making jokes that were just like, ha-ha, we were going straight to the grave. And everything that we have known, everything as we have known, everything that happened before that, everything that we thought that was horrible, and it was just was like, there is never going to be an end to this. It is all stopped. It's all over. Ha! Look at that. Look at God. You don't tell me that is good. But it's Maundy Thursday. Do you know what happens tomorrow? In a believer's heart, this is the days of all the days, because this is it. This is the night that you just know that this is it. I'm sitting at my Father's right side, left side for the last time, and
He didn't stop the whole world just for this. He stopped the whole entire world just for us to stop and say, guess what? Do you know who Jesus is? The way that people are dying right now, the only thing people should be worried about is, do you know who Jesus is? We never even thought about that, right? Because if the people are dying like that and dying like that, the way that they're dying out here, I think everybody should be having Jesus on their list. That's the only thing that's going to save any of them. At least the fact that if you do know, you shouldn't be doing exactly what you know you're supposed to be doing. That way, if you do know, you're going in the right place where you should be going. But you can look at stuff today and say nothing but God. Like, that's love. But, well, a lot of people have a thing about the love thing, like I said, but if you never experienced the unconditional, no holds barred type of love, you know, that back against the wall kind of love, you know, that agape type of love. You look at 2020 in January, and I could have sworn we were almost on our way. And it was fresh, and it was good. It was new. We had just gotten rid of the fact that we had just did 19 years of what? We did 19 years of pitiful, of not pitiful, but we did 19 years of living as if we were on the attack because of everything that had happened with the 911 and everything. It just seemed like everything was always on an attack. We took a deep breath in the beginning of 2020. Remember, we were finally understanding that grief was a hold, it holds you back. Like, sometimes you gotta things, you gotta be able to move on from things, because we lived in fear for so long. Now that we're sitting here, you know, we were there. And I'm kind of a little bit upset, because at the end of the day, we were really looking at it. And I know I was looking at it, because I was a person that was really taking offense to a lot of the things that had been happening. And then when you seen the switch, you saw the switch. And if I'm out there and if I'm by myself and I was the only person that felt the switch, I was the only person that seen the switch, then please let me know that you didn't feel the switch. But what I'm saying is, from 2020, in January, there was like a momentum going on that we were going to be on our way to, we were really telling the enemy, not now, not today, because unfortunately you don't have the final say. We as believers have the final say. Do you understand that God has the final say? So then what I would do in my life is say, God, what would you have us to do right now in this day? And God would say, love on me the way you're supposed to love on me. Do what you're supposed to do and keep my word and do exactly what we're supposed to do, especially in a time like this. Show the light. Be the light in a dark, dark world. If you look in the sky, there is a darkness, and they are fighting dark and light, the battle. And then ask the question, who are you? Where are you at? Are you winning? Are you on the right team? Is that a caller? You know what? If you are out there and you're listening and you would like to actually call in, I would really like you to press 1 so that the people can hear what you're saying. Because y'all have to understand that today is so overwhelming, because at the end of the day, we are just so far, 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 far away from where we are in the mark of where we should be looking at this thing. And God is right here. God is right here, and we are distracted because we're scared to take the very breath that he has granted us, because someone has told us that the breath is contaminated. The air that we are breathing is contaminated. So now we have a fear of life. And my question is, why do we have a fear of life? If we have a fear of life, then that says that there is a fear of death. And if you have a fear of death, then that says that you don't understand who Christ is. And if you have a fear of, if you don't understand who Christ is, then that says that in this moment right now, you don't understand how holy this day is for you to be able to sit at the table with him and him discuss the things like, I don't even know how to say this. Like, oh, I don't want to say it like this. If you were listening the other night to Brother Jamal, when I tell you, I felt so bad for myself because I felt, oh, Lord, he didn't pull me all the way out. I didn't, like, stole the woman at the well. Like, if you ever had a story, if you ever wanted to say, like, a testimony, like, if this is, it's the worst thing in my world to be able to say. But I have to say it with such gratitude because I was the woman. I was the Samaritan woman. Had five husbands, maybe five, six, I don't know. You know what I mean? It was, I hear everyone when we even think about the Samaritan woman. There's something about the Samaritan woman that a lot of people don't like to touch. I have to really embrace the thing that people don't like to touch because that is who I was. That is exactly who I was. That's exactly how it works. It came that same way, the way that it, oh my goodness, the way that it happened is not going to work that way. Oh, my goodness. Oh, my goodness, my goodness. I apologize. But what I will say is that I'm not going to be. There's things that happen in life, and when you are dealing, when you're dealing in situations, things happen. And when things happen, things really happen. And I mean, they happen to the point where it's like death, dying, done, over with. And nothing but Jesus will help you. I mean, just a mess. It's just a whole mess. Just raggedy as ever. And I just have to say, you know, God, I apologize. I apologize for all of it. hallelujah, hallelujah, hallelujah. Oh, my goodness. Brother Robert.
Yes, I'm here, Sister Adrian. Yes, I'm here.
I apologize.
No, you're fine. Go ahead.
Thank you. Can you? I have to handle this. I'm sorry.
Okay. I'll just hold it down until you come back on. And we just like to, you know, we bless God, you know, for the word you bring forth tonight. And we just thank Sister Adrian for standing in the gap here on D Block Church. And with D Block Church, you know, you're not going to probably hear what you want to hear, but you're going to hear it the way it's, you know, the way it's coming out, the way you know, God has put it on her heart and her mind. And you know, with everything, you know, we always, you know, through life, we always have difficulties. We always have, you know, that time and that beginning is, am I doing? If I'm doing it right? You know. And, you know, we always, you know, searching always for that confirmation for God to just reach back out and, you know, tell us, you know, what you're doing is right, or go ahead and press on. But, you know, the most thing is, you know, when we have that faith and, you know, when we get, as we get older and we get more knowledgeable in our faith, you know, we know when to press on, we know when to back off, and we know when to, you know, just go ahead and just, you know, floor it, just pedal to the metal. And you know, and all in all, you know, throughout our life, you know, we always do have that why me, but you know, God has always known in our heart that when he needs us to minister to the people, when we need to send forth his message, that we're there and we go ahead and deliver that message. And it's, you know, it's that simple. You know, we are his chosen people, you know. We are the ones that he has placed in certain times and in certain places when he needs, you know, where he needs us. You know, there is always, especially in this time of day where we are in that role of confinement, you know, all in life, if we think about it, at some point, some point in time that we were in confinement at some point when we were born, you know, where we were in our mother's womb for 9 months, and we had to wait and wait until it was time for us to be born. You know, it's just, you know, it's the same thing. And then, you know, we got, you know, some brothers and sisters that are locked up in prison right now, you know, that when, you know, we all make mistakes, and sometimes some people make mistakes where as though the full heavy hand of the law is just hand, you know, is just hammered onto their shoulders, where they have to face hard time until where, you know, whatever the judge gives out their time for, the, for them sitting out or, you know, carry out their sentence, they're in confinement. And, you know, if you think about it, you know, every mistake we've made, you ever figure out that at some point, you know, no matter how much or how little that mistake might be, that we may wind up in confinement, no matter knowingly or unknowingly breaking laws? You know, so at certain times, and, you know, especially at this time where they ask us to stay home and, you know, be home and, you know, just restrict our movements, you know, just always just think about it, that at some point in our life, whether we remember or we don't remember, that we are under restrictions at some times. You know, if you look at it in the way you look at it, if, unless you're trying to break them, you know, the Ten Commandments, they're restrictions. You know, God, those are, you know, the mandate that God, you know, wanted us to, you know, things that he wanted us to do without breaking his commandments. And, you know, if you lust after someone and you go ahead and act on it, you know, that's commitment sin. You know, if you, you know, there's so many other things. If you steal something, you know, you go in a store and you say, hey, nobody's looking, you stick something in your pocket, well, that's breaking the law. You know, and then, you know, there's penalties. And one of the penalties is, if, you know, if you don't accept Jesus Christ in your life, and I'm just going to go ahead to the call of salvation right now, and I'll go ahead and do the announcements, and then we'll see if we can get Sister Adrian back on. But for right now, I'm just going to go into the call of salvation. And one of the things that, you know, we always say, why me? You know, Jesus never said, why me? He already knew that he was going to be the ultimate sacrifice between us and sin. Because so many times God tried to get our attention. He wanted to make sure that we stop committing sin. So what he did was he sent his only begotten son on earth to die for our sins. He paid the ultimate penalty with his life. And he knew what he was doing, because he wanted to save us. And so if you believe in that, you know, you're going to say these simple words, which is, Father God, I accept your sacrifice, pay the penalty of my sin with your only begotten son who died on the cross of Calvary. You can also say, Father God, I've tried it every way but your way. I surrender. I appreciate your sacrifice that you have given for me to be free from sin. And I thank you and I accept your gift. And I wish to be turned over anew. I wish to turn over a new leaf in life. And I thank you. And once you said that, you know, or any words that you have in your heart, you know, you're saved. And, you know, the next thing we suggest you do is you tell a friend, you tell a family member, you tell a parent, or you can text somebody, you can call somebody. And, you know, we just, you know, want you to make sure that you rejoice. And remember this day, this is a new day that you turn, you know, you chose to turn your life over to Christ. And the next step we suggest you do is find a Bible believing, teaching, preaching sanctuary that will nurture you in the Word of Christ. And if you can't find that sanctuary, that church home, you know, that's why we're here at Purpose Kingdom Network, where we broadcast almost each and every night that we're able to broadcast the ministry. And, you know, you can tell us, you can call us, you can text us, you can email us. And you can email us at purposekingdomnet@gmail.com, where you can send your comments, questions, concerns. You can simply say hello or send a prayer request. We gladly honor that. We're also on Instagram and Twitter, where you can do likewise. We also invite you to like our Facebook page, where you can see our upcoming shows and advertisements. And talking about advertisements, I'll get into that later. And, you know, just don't forget that on any of our social media pages, you can get you can just follow our morning walk with morning walk in prayer on anchor.com or Anchor FM, and you can just go to either one of those and hit in Purpose Kingdom, And you can, like I said, or you can follow any of our social media pages, and we just thank you for doing that. Also, in our announcements, I just want to let you know that tomorrow evening at the 8 p.m. hour, we're going to have the last seven word service, and it's going to be starting at 8 p.m. And, you know, we're going to kick off with Sister Dominique Hudson, and we're going to have Evangelist Trina Lindsay Harrison, Reverend Arthur Burgess, Reverend Maureen Lee, and we're going to have Pastor Jermon Johnson and Pastor Tolleen Daly, and, you know, summing up everything is going to be Minister Bernard Merrill. So please feel free to, you know, tell a friend, tell a family member to join us tomorrow evening at the 8 p.m. hour for our 7-Up service. We thank you, whether you're calling us online or via phone. We just thank you so much for your support here at Purpose Kingdom Network. We just thank everybody for joining us and supporting us, and also telling a friend, no matter where you're at worldwide, we just thank you so much, and we appreciate your support here at Purpose Kingdom Network. And with that being said, I'm going to end the announcements and see if we can get Sister Adrian back on. In the meantime, we do have a caller.
I am here.
Sister Adrian. All right, all right. Okay, you have a caller. You want me to bring that caller right on?
Caller, I do want you to come on.
Yes. Hello?
Hi, caller. I want to say before
Sister
you even come on, I just want everyone to understand that regardless of how we say what we say, don't hesitate to understand that the enemy can also is eavesdropping on everything that we are doing. So the one thing that he does not want to happen tonight is a word to go forth that we would actually be able to carry on and understand exactly what this Holy Week is about. So before my caller comes on, because it sounds like we know who this is.
Yes. Hello?
Yes. Is this Brother Jackson?
Sister Adrian.
How are
you? I'm glad you came back on the air, because I'm telling you, this is not an easy situation to deal with. We all dealing with this situation together as a country, as a nation, as a worldly function, okay? One of the things I'm saying, people are dying left and right by the thousands. I've been told, or I've been hearing, that God is in control of the coronavirus situation. And so many where I heard this from even preachers saying this. Now, if that's true or not, you know, I really have to question it.
Don't question it, the reason why I can say don't question it, because you can say that everything that is made,
right,
came from God. God is our creator.
Okay.
So everything
okay.
that is going on, God is orchestrating it in somehow way. Remember in Jeremiah, it says that he knows exactly what's going to go on with each and every one of us.
Okay.
So at the end of the day, if you think about it, it might not be this storm, but it is a storm. It's going to be some storm, you know. And
right.
then a lot
storm.
Of people, you can always get into an agreement, a disagreement about did God do it or did he not. You have to understand that God did do it, and he allowed it to happen because he wants you
right.
to know that you can make it through it. And that, right, you understand? So a lot of times, yes. So I understand what it looks like and what it sounds like, because sometimes you just want to take God's defense, but at the end of the day, he really don't need any defense.
Right.
You know, it'd be almost to a point where it's like, if you don't get it, you just misunderstand it. But like in the manner of what's going on, the point that is the most important point of everything that you was about to say is that people are dying.
Mm-hmm.
And understand that people are dying. So because they would like people to get caught up in the wrong conversation,
if we can figure out why this disease is doing what it's doing, or we can figure out who started the disease, or we can figure out where it came from, or we can figure out who it affects more, or we can figure out how many people it's going to actually kill, and we can talk about anything and everything, as long as we can talk about anything and everything except for keeping the focus and the fact on the fact that the only thing we need right now is God. The only thing right now we need is the understanding, because guess what? We are going to die. So if it's your turn to die in the corona, the best thing you should do is know who Jesus is. Do you understand? Do you understand?
Yeah, I understand that. I understand that.
Go on, finish what you're saying. Because that is like the quietest, like, I hear people, I really, not to cut you off, but I hear people really, really, literally say all kinds of things, and you know, at one moment in time, that all those things could actually be right.
Mm-hmm.
But the one thing that we do know is true, and that God is doing it every day. Why? Because if it ain't doing it for you, he's doing it for somebody else. And when you
right.
see things that, you know what I mean, and you've seen people come and go, you've seen people fall and stand back up, you've seen it
mm-hmm.
for yourself. And if you haven't seen it for yourself, then say just live longer, right? Like, it's just funny. There's a lot of stuff going on, because if you think about it, God ain't orchestrated it. You know why God ain't orchestrated it? Because the thing that they was targeted in the most was the elders. So if God orchestrated it, God definitely wouldn't be getting rid of the elders, because guess what? The elders is where our ground is. The elders is where our rocks are. Anything that is coming against our elders, we can't say that is God. We have to say that is nothing but the enemy. Because if the enemy was to have his way, the enemy would
Good
get
point.
Rid of everything that was 60 and above, because 60 and above know better. So when 60 and above hear certain things, they know exactly what to do. They know exactly where to go tell it, and they know exactly how to handle it. And
okay.
us 30 and 20 and 40-year-olds, we don't even want to listen to the 60 and 70 and 80-year-olds, so we don't even care if they disappear. But then before we know it, then you'll realize that the trick was actually where it wasn't by God that was sending. It was the enemy, and we allowed it to happen. Why? Because we're not paying God any attention. We think that this is just a thing that we could just go on about. You know what? I'm going to just call the high power. I'm going to just do this. I'm going to do that. I'm going to do this. I'm going to do that. Nobody's going to talk about exactly what it is. Guess what?
Mm-hmm.
The world before was raggedy. You know what it was? It was raggedy. When you went to the store, it was raggedy. The people was raggedy. Everybody was rude. Nobody was holding doors. Everybody is nasty. People, they looking at our kids. Our kids is crazy because our kids don't know how to talk. Look at it. Everything that you look at was a mess. Our TV shows was disgusting. People were being degraded in any way that they wanted to. Anybody spoke up for it, then they were ostracized. Why? Because they were speaking up on rights. And now all of a sudden, you understand what I'm saying? Not this week. It won't happen. How about that? I've been telling the enemy that he can't have it all year. And guess what I'm going to tell him? You know what I'm going to tell him tonight? I'm sorry, y'all. D-Block Church, stand up with me. Let him know. Devil, you can't have it tonight. Corona, say that. It ain't going to happen. You know why? Because tonight is the night where God is going to do his thing. He about to show up. He about to show up.
Okay.
He about to show out. And at the end of the day, if you don't know, you should know. And if you don't know by now, then you will never, never know. Ain't that what they say? I don't know if Brother Rob got a chance to actually do the call, but I think he did. And guess what? If you didn't take it, you missed it.
Right. Okay.
So that means
now
you know how to get it. At any given time. Right. But as long as you know how to get it, then you know that you can get it. You might not get it
right
now, because I know that you would be out there battling with them. And like I said, it's hard. This is a big fight. But you're in the right place. You're in the right place. Go ahead, brother.
Okay. All right. Okay. Let me say this. I just took what you just said. It makes a lot of sense as far as, you know, what's the cause of the coronavirus. Is it caused by the wrath of the Lord, or is this the work of the devil? Okay. Now, whatever the reason for this coronavirus, because life is still a mystery, okay? No matter what the purpose is, the half-dying of coronavirus by the thousand, no matter what the purpose is. When this is over, when this passes over, and the country gets back on its feet and people get back into normal living, the people that are still here, they're going to have a purpose, a greater purpose than they did before the coronavirus hit. There's going to be people that are going to have a different purpose because of the coronavirus taking people out by the thousands. The people that's still going to be left on this earth, the majority or some, going to have a different purpose or a greater purpose. You understand what I'm saying? People you never heard before, people you never expect to do their duty in the community, in our neighborhood, they're going to have a greater purpose, a different purpose now, because those people are going to step up and be the people they should have been before all this happened. That's what I believe.
Right. And it's funny. And it's funny because sometimes it's, I like how you said it, the people will step up. But then at the same token, it'll also be an opportunity for the people that thought that they were supposed to be in charge to maybe hand it down and step over and say, no, actually, you are supposed to be up here and we do need you to do what it is. Because the one thing that I like about being a believer is that there are no picks, there are no levels, there are no top dogs, no, you know, there's no heads and no tails and stuff as believers. We are exactly who we are. But I know that if you believe, look, if you believe, you can get it. And I know that we speak these things into existence that we can have them. I do want to thank you very much for calling. I'm sorry that we got
no problem,
cut short
no problem.
A little bit.
I'm just glad
but,
you came back on.
Well, thank you. And like I said, to God be the glory, because the one thing that I didn't want to let happen is to let the enemy just think that he can do it. Because the one thing that I have realized is that throughout this whole entire coronavirus, if I can just say 3 minutes of what I wanted to say. Through the coronavirus, what I have learned about myself is that within my multiple sclerosis, my body hurts and I have an ache that is an ache beyond an ache. So what I like to do is I like to give love to people. I like to show love to other people. I like to make other people smile. I like to make sure that everything around me is feeling good. And the more engagement I have, the better I feel. So in a church environment or, you know, in like an arena environment, sometimes those are good settings for me. You know, so in a quarantine situation where, you know, you're 6 feet away and I'm already by myself. So, you know, well, you're never alone. I should never say that. I'm never by myself. But, you know, 6 feet away is kind of far for you to just be able to sit and have thought. And when you think about the things that go on in life, you just say, you know, I'm glad that I have an opportunity to know you, God. I really am. I'm glad that you brought me through this. I'm glad you brought me through that. I'm glad you helped me through this. I'm glad you helped me see another way. Help you just glad to just be able to be here and listen to what was going on and to be a part of a great radio network, to be a part of a great, just stick with the kingdom, man. Stay on board. Don't get lost. Whatever happens right now, it's going to get real. But know that God is in this thing. And as long as you understand exactly what it is, if he walked with you, if he talked with you, and you know what it sounds like, and you know what it feels like, Jesus is on his way to the garden, y'all. And it says that he cried and he prayed until he had, what did it say, blood, right? The sweat was blood. then I thought about him. I said, wow, he could have been kicking and screaming. This world is so bad right now. Just imagine how much kicking and screaming he really was going to do. But he died for all of this. Time for us to just accept it, at least say thank you. Stop acting like we can't go outside and breathe. I mean, you know, I'm not telling you to go out there and just, you know, go and breathe on everybody, but, you know, I just sure can't wait till the conversation changes, because what's going to be the next thing? You know what? Check out Facebook tomorrow. We're going to have a game. We're going to figure out what's going to be the next big thing, because it's going to be something. It's going to be something. Maybe it's going to be a plane. Oh, no, wait. They don't even fly them anymore. It's going to be something. Donald Trump, what you going to do? What you going to do? Something's going to happen. This is good. This is good. He's been on every day. This is like the best presidency that he's had, like this little couple of weeks. Like, where are you going to go? What you going to do? Oh, I can't wait. I just can't wait. Meet me here 2 weeks, y'all. But guess what? He's going to get up. What up? Good night.
Jesus fled.
He raised me, I will not lose. He saved me, I will not lose. Step one, I will not lose. Devil wanna see me down, I will not lose.